2019 is Heritage Radio Network's 10th birthday, and we've got a lot to celebrate. We need your support to bring you another year of the best in food radio. Help HRN ring in its second decade by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
Hello, and welcome to A Hungry Society. I'm Korsha Wilson, and this is the show where we talk about food, food media, and so much more. Today's guest is Sarita Gates, founder of The Gates Preserve, a multimedia experience company that preserves and archives hip-hop. She curates innovative experiences like Shaping the Culture, a documentary film featuring the never-before-told story about the writers and journalists that created and shaped the language for hip-hop culture, as well as Yo Stay Hungry, a unique hip-hop culinary competition that bridges hip-hop and food. Sarita was included in Glamour Magazine's Top 20 Under 25, and she is highlighted in John Schlimm's book Stand Up, 75 Young Activists Who Rock the World and How You Can Too. Holding a BA in Urban Youth Culture, the only degree of its kind in the world, Gates is the former creative director of Travel Noir, a multi-dimensional platform for unconventional travelers. She's also been featured in Vibe Magazine, Edible Queens, Forbes, and more. Sarita, welcome to A Hungry Society.
What up, though? What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And it would not be in A Hungry Society episode if I didn't like mess up the intro.
I mean, it's only right, way. Right? It's only right. It's all good. It's all good. We're here. Shout out to the Googles.
This has been a long time in the making. Yes. So in the intro, I was talking about Yo Stay Hungry.
Yep.
And it is, first, I was a judge.
Yes.
I had the honor of being a judge.
For Biggie Day 2018.
Yeah.
Big and deal.
It was, so every hip hop lyric was inspired by Biggie. Mm-hmm. It was such a cool event. It was just like the atmosphere, just everyone was so happy to be
yes.
there. How do you describe Yo Stay Hungry to people who haven't been before?
Absolutely. So, of course, I have my traditional one-liner, right? So Yo Stay Hungry is a culinary competition that bridges hip-hop, food, and beverage. It's basically like if you can see what a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape could possibly look like in five different ways, right? So it's like a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. The classic Biggie line could look like the actual T-bone steak. It could look like a sandwich. It could look like 950,000 things. So that's kind of like what I throw in there. Classic hip-hop line. And hopefully that people get it. And if not, that's kind of awkward. But, you know, what can you do?
How did you come up with the idea for the event?
Absolutely. So a few years ago, I was Googling hip-hop and food. Like, I'm always looking at hip-hop first and then thinking about what's missing. And before it was Yo Stay Hungry, when it was just Stay Hungry, it was supposed to be like a food, hip hop, and art experience. But I was Googling hip hop and food, and so random Snapple fact, in my yearbook, it says that I want to be a chef. Like, I actually went to school for culinary arts, which is crazy. But I was Googling hip hop and food, and the only thing that came up were like a bunch of articles that just listed the lyrics. Mm-hmm. So I was like rocking with a bunch of young people during that time. I was rocking in the school, and the school had a culinary arts program. So I'm like, what's hip hop without beef? Like, mm-hmm. without competition. And so in my research, I didn't see that anybody was doing a competition. So I was like, oh, this would be super dope. Like, this is really for the culture. So that's really how Yo Stay Hungry happened. Like, I reached out to a few people. They connected me with like a bunch of chefs. My homegirl, my best friend, came on to do PR. We were literally in a hallway in August Martin High School in Queens. Shout out to Southside Jamaica Queens. Queens get the money. And that was kind of like the first one. I was like, oh, people really came out? The adults are having a great time. And mm-hmm. so our first one was in 2014. And I think it was interesting because when you think about hip hop, there are only, I would say, a few ways that you can participate, right? You can go to a concert, you could listen to the music, you could talk about it with your friends. But most of the time, and I definitely wasn't thinking about this then, it's not a multi-generational experience in a very particular way, just as far as like live and in person. Like, you might not go to a concert. You're probably not going to go to a DMX concert with your moms, right?
Right.
Like, you're not going to bring your little sister to a DMX concert who's seven. But doing our first show, Stay Hungry, in Queens, we had like grandmas there. Like, there was a baby in the audience. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And as we started doing them every year for Biggie Day, I was like, oh, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. So yeah, that's how it started.
I mean, you touched on, like, when I was there, I noticed it was like every age group yep. was there. There were babies yep. and grandmas, teenagers, yep. grandmas, parents.
Yep. All and, above.
Like, in between the courses, like doing like hip hop trivia mm-hmm. and just really like celebrating the mm-hmm. art of hip hop and yeah. also like having fun with it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think, like, yes, you have the five elements of hip-hop, right? You have the knowledge, you have the breakdancing, the b-boy, and the MC, and the DJ. But, like, now people just talk about the music. And it's so much more than the music. Like, you can hashtag for the culture, but what does it really look like to be for the culture? And I think, I mean, obviously I'm biased, but Yo Stay Hungry is for the culture. Like, exploring all of these lyrics. You can't even talk about rap or hip-hop without talking about food. I could give you 100 lyrics right now, right? Like, yes, the T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's great, but spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. I pushed the V, eating shrimp scampi with rocks larger than life. Like, I could literally go on, and I think it's interesting. Like, because I talk in hip-hop lyrics all the time anyway, it's like second nature. It's like, oh, yeah, I could give you 10 hip-hop lyrics right now. Sure. Around food specifically. Yeah, so it really made sense. I'm like trying to figure out how it happened, but
yeah, I was gonna ask, do you remember when you started to kind of piece it together? Like, what made you Google like food and hip hop that eventually led to Yo Stay Hungry? Like, what,
yeah,
when did you start to notice this like food kind of like this food thing in hip hop music?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've always noticed it, but never paid attention to it because it was always a thing, right? So even if you look at, you look at hip hop overall, like, rappers have had endorsements from name your favorite alcohol. Like, Sprite has been in the building specifically with rappers for a while. Rappers are always talking, what's the J line? How many times can I go to Mr. Tao? How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's Tao? No boo. Let me move my bowels, right? Like, rappers are always talking about the restaurants they're going to, et cetera. And so I was like, yeah, like, just doing the Googles, just made me think of, again, not only what was missing, but how can I contribute in a way that's authentic to me, right? Like, if you knew me in high school, I was definitely selling lasagna. I was selling my 7-Up cakes used to hit around the way.
7-Up cakes.
Yes. My carrot cake was popping. And so I wanted to create something that was very authentic to me, but I felt like something that other people could relate to. So to go back to your question, when I really started noticing this big kind of like push around hip hop and food was probably when I started doing the Google. So like 2014, mm-hmm. right? Munchies was popping. First We Feast was popping. But again, those, shout out to them for having those platforms, but they were still different than what I wanted to do, right? Because even what I wanted to do around like hip hop, food, and art, I still don't even see it done.
Right.
Right? And I think maybe I just want to curate an event. So with Yo Stay Hungry being like the next level to it, I was like, oh, yeah. And yes, we've just done it with hip hop. I mean, with high school students and middle school students. But from day one, adults have been like, forget the kids. We trying to cook. So, you know, looking into kind of like 2019 and beyond, we're really, really excited about exploring that opportunity as well. Like, rocking with these adults, mm-hmm. Who are like, yeah, I know the restaurant Biggie was going to, or I remember going to this restaurant and eating with so-and-so, or mm-hmm. my macaroni and cheese is popping, or my potato salad is the best in the game. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, just like, continuing that conversation with those adults and, you know, continuing to push the culture forward.
So I, right before we started recording, I said I wasn't going to ask you any controversial questions.
That's fine.
But I am actually going to ask you a controversial
question.
Okay,
it's only right.
Because it just came into my head.
Let's see if I got the answers, though. I might be sway right now.
So, you know, you were talking about, you know, the publications that, you know, we're out in 2014 and, like, you know, talking about hip hop, mm-hmm. but do you think those publications were actually doing it for the culture, like you are trying to do with Yo Stay Hungry?
That's a good joint. I could be politically correct or not right now.
You could do whatever you want.
I think they saw an opportunity and tackled the opportunity. I think it's different when you grew up in something, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like I share this story. It's literally the same story all the time around how I got into hip hop. Like, I was like 8 years old. It was probably like 97. I was at my grandmother's house sitting on a step. At that point, my uncle had a cream SC400 Lexus coupe with the gold BBSs. Yep, wait. That one. Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, that one. Yes. And I heard, before I even saw them, I heard, it's the Jeeps. The Lex Coupes, the Beamers in the van. Oh. And my big cousin came in the house and she had on a DKNY bodysuit and my uncle had on the Versace shades with the Versace silk shirt and some gaiters. Wow. And I was like, I don't know what this is, but I got to be down. That was like, and prior to that, yeah, I was listening to Mary J, but I was listening to it. But when I saw them, I was like, oh, this is it. And so I would say that was like my first real experience with hip hop. I also have a picture at 2 years old with a rope chain, right? So this is not the life I chose. This is the life that chose me. So I think when people say they are doing it for the culture, I mean, not to compare my story with anybody else's, but that's where I'm coming from when I'm talking about doing it for the culture. Like, not necessarily to get a monetary gain, mm-hmm. but to put on in such a way that people could look 10 years, 20 years, 30 years back from now and be like, oh, this idea of hip hop and food is interesting. I wonder who has hit that section or who has hit that that audience. And they could look back and Google Yo Stay Hungry. And it's like, yeah, we were out in the building doing our work, getting our shmoney. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's not to say that they aren't doing it for the culture. Just what we're doing over here is different. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, more power to them. Shout out to First We Feast. Shout out to Munchies One Time. Holla at us, you dig?
Would you ever want to have your
own
platform like that?
Or
not like that, but like your own.
Possibly. Outlet. They say less is more is plenty of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, possibly. I'm open to whatever's possible, whatever adds up, whatever makes sense. That's in alignment with what our intention is and our goals are. Yeah. What's up? Munchies, holla at me. First We Feast was good.
What's your favorite food hip hop lyric?
Ooh, I was born ready because I was on ready eating fish and spaghetti. That's actually not my favorite one. What's my favorite? Player Please. I'm the macaroni with the cheese. That's my favorite.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my macaroni and cheese is popping. Ask about me.
That's the thing. Like, okay, so the cooking competition, I didn't get to try your cooking.
You're never going to try that.
What? Why?
Because everybody be telling me to get out the kitchen. Shout out to Aris the Chef. She just won Chopped a few weeks ago. She's our lead culinary, like, advisor. Yeah, Aris want me to stay out the kitchen. Y'all don't want to see me in the kitchen, baby. It's going to get rough. Nah.
You should do a special one-off event with you versus her.
And nah, see she's going to win, I'm sure. Like, she's a real life chef. I play at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What do you make? Just macaroni and cheese?
I mean, my macaroni and cheese is popping. My lasagna is popping. And then I usually just do the cakes. My salmon, whoo, buddy. My salmon, I just got this glaze that I've been messing with. Yeah, nobody's messing with my salmon right now. But I usually, I'm like the pastry lady. So my 7-Up cake is popping. My carrot cake is the truth. And yeah, my sweet potato pie is not bad. Mm. But usually I try to stay with what works because you don't really want to be the person that comes over with the new stuff for the holidays. Right. And people looking at you crazy like, Right. Wow.
Why'd you do that?
Why'd you play yourself like that? And I don't want to be disrespectful going in my auntie's and uncle's house. So, you know, I keep it real simple. Real generic.
You get assigned one thing. Do the one thing.
Sarita's going to bring the lasagna. Cool. Sarita's going to bring the macaroni and cheese. Sarita's going to bring the cakes. I'm cool with that. Mm. That's it.
You're not going to bring a special, like, vegetable, lasagna, no pasta, gluten-free.
Nah, definitely not hopping in the gluten-free area. That could get real crazy real fast.
They might kick you out.
Yeah, they're going to ask me to leave. My family is from down south on both sides. Gluten-free? Ooh.
Yeah, where down south?
North Carolina. Okay. North Carolina and South Carolina, respectively.
Do you go back often?
Yeah. It was crazy. Shout out to my homegirl, Holly, one time, and her new wife. They just got married in North Carolina. So they got married on the farm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. It was pretty dope. So I was literally in North Carolina a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. In what month are we in? December. Yeah, it was great.
Would you ever live on a farm and live down south?
I'm a super city girl.
Your face.
Yeah, just like, I appreciate it. I'm grateful when I go down south because it checks me on how I interact with people. Like, soon as I get to an airport, I'm like, hey, ma'am, how you doing? All is well. Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Everybody good? All right, cool. In a way that I don't really do in New York. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do it to, I go visit my mom. So I'm like, hey, what's going on, y'all? Like, I know, you know, people in that area. But I think soon as you step off the plane or soon as you step out the car and it's north something or down south, yeah, you have to turn up mannerisms up. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But live there? I don't know. I appreciate porches as well. You know what I'm
porches?
Saying?
Porches?
Yeah. Porches matter. I mean, in New York, we just got stoops, right?
Right.
We don't have a porch. Like, a porch that you could put, like, a swing on. Like, you could play tag on a porch. That's something North Carolina has.
You can play tag on the stoop.
Nah, it's not the same. Not on the stoop. No. It's only, like, 4 or 5 stoops. If you're on the brownstone, you're lucky to get 8. No. Yeah, nah. But I don't think... I wouldn't mind having a house out there, but... You know, just for peace of mind, go down south to get recentered. I get a lot of sleep down south. Mm. So
in 10 years, what do you want Yo Stay Hungry to look like?
Yeah, 10 years from now, we still be on top. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
I need to put together a Spotify playlist to go with this episode.
Yeah, put it
just
together.
Just every single song.
I got you.
That you referenced.
Do it on title, though, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do it on title.
Gotta support.
Gotta support. Shout out the hoe. In 10 years from now, what does Yo Stay Hungry look like? Outside of definitely still being on top. I want it to be like Monopoly. That's a random, and I've never actually said that out loud before.
Like the game or like a Monopoly?
No, like, look at Master of the Double Entendre. Could be both, right? But I was talking about the game, right? Like the game is classic. The game has you in your feelings. The game is something that everybody knows how to play, and people are usually pretty excited when people play. The game has you... be mad, angry, and hype at the exact same time. The game has you think about things in a new way. The game might change your relationship to your family. Change your relationship
people
with money.
Upset.
Yeah, it could be rough. So I think of that in relation to Yo Stay Hungry because what we want to do, we want to change people's experiences around what food and hip-hop could look like, right? Like, yes, you don't just have to go to a concert. Here's another alternative. So we definitely want to keep the competitions going from the babies to the grandmas and everything in between. We're really, really excited about, you know, partnering with brands and seeing what's possible with that. So in 10 years, hopefully it would evolve. Not hopefully, it will evolve. Mm-hmm. And just continuing to put on for the culture in a major way.
Well, I'm excited to see... the next 10 years.
Shit, I'm excited too. We about to see.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Cool. And we'll be right back with more A Hungry Society.
Let's go.
Next year, Heritage Radio Network is turning 10. For the last decade, we've been committed to bringing listeners around the world the very best in food radio for free. Our small staff and incredible network of hosts work hard so that listeners can tune in each week to hear the important conversations in food policy, stay on the cutting edge of cocktail culture, and hear the latest updates in food tech. But there is no HRN without the support of listeners like you. Become a member of Heritage Radio Network today and help HRN get a strong start to our second decade. Choose from exclusive member gifts and stay in the loop on discounts to upcoming events. There's no better time to show your support. Go to heritageradionetwork.org/donate and wish HRN a happy birthday.
All right, so we are back with Sarita Gates. And just real quick, I want to, you know, just kind of talk about what Hannah was just talking about there with the membership drive. If you could become a member of HRN and support us, that would be really great. You get all sorts of gifts if you're a member. You have great member swag that you can get.
Yeah.
Pot holders, t-shirts, all sorts of cool stuff. And this is our 10th year, 10 years of being on the air and completely being member supported. So we would really, really appreciate it.
Where the cash at, folks?
Yep. You can just throw out like lyrics about fundraising. That would be great.
Yeah. If it ain't about the money.
So where did you grow up? Where in Brooklyn?
Oh, I'm not from Brooklyn at all. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, baby. You heard me?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Shout out to all my people in Brooklyn one time.
Do you have a lot of people in Brooklyn?
Yeah, my family is from Brooklyn primarily.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fort Greene, Brownsville, East New York, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice. Do you have any early memories of dining when you were growing up?
Yes, absolutely. So this uncle that I talk about, so I have two uncles. I talk about both of them all the time, but this uncle in particular, the one that had the Versace shirt, LOL. He took me to so he had this book back in the day, right? In the book, it had like all the spots in New York City, because his philosophy was like, you can never be bored in New York. Like, if you're bored in New York, you're playing yourself. So he used to take me to a bunch of, like, I have this philosophy around being front row at the game. And front row at the game was just, like, being on the scene anytime. So he used to take me to car shows. And my family, we used to go to plays, a bunch of stuff. But he took me to B. Smith's, which was a classic back in the day. One Fish, Two Fish. We went to the Shark Bar, and Kim has a lyric about that. Like, up at the Shark Bar, up in Mark's car. You know, the place where the Willies are always fronting in their mores. So definitely did the Shark Bar. Definitely did One Fish, Two Fish back in the day, which was a look. Is Sammy's on City Island? Is it Sammy's?
I think that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I actually haven't been to City Island yet.
But yeah, you playing. Go get the super jumbo shrimp. The shrimp is about,
I don't have a car, so I need a car to,
to get there. Say no more. Uh-huh. Yep. That makes sense. Yeah, shout out to Whips. Because I think maybe I took the bus out there. It's no joke. Don't do that.
You took the bus?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend was living in Mount Vernon, and so we did, like, Mount Vernon to the Bronx, Bronx to the island. Yeah, don't do that. Take an Uber or something. That's what I advise. But yeah, but, you know, just thinking about, like, dining early, I think the reason he took me to these places, because he was like, you know, when a dude take you out, here's where he's supposed to take you. You're supposed to go to this spot. You're supposed to go to that spot. And so I was prepared at an early age, at, like, 15, 16. I was like, yeah, let's go to, you know, One Fish, Two Fish.
What was the book that he had?
It was just, like, some book that he made up. It was literally, like, a binder full of, like, pieces of paper, like, in a binder.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder if he still has it.
Yeah.
It was Justin's. We went to Justin's back in the day. The macaroni and cheese was amazing. Shout out to Puff, RIP, Kim Porter one time. But yeah, we went to Justin's. Yeah. Shout out. I'm like,
wow.
Shout out to the 90s scenes. I was mad lit at like 12 years old.
That's really like, I feel like that would really set you up for, like, you know, going out to eat.
Yep.
When you are a teenager, when you're in your 20s, when you're like, that would be a good foundation.
For sure. For sure. And a lot of the stuff was hip hop focused, and I didn't even know, right? So it was like, I just said the Shark Bar, Little Kim referenced the Shark Bar. I can only imagine how many people referenced B. Smith's. In the 90s, nobody was messing with B. Smith's. Yeah, City Island, et cetera, et cetera. So it was like my family was setting me up to do these things in the world even before I knew it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Where do you eat now?
That's a great question. You know, regular restaurants.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. Bavette's. Oh my gosh. Bavette's in Chicago.
Okay.
Is like changing my life on a regular, I wish it was a regular basis. Shout out to my boy Randall, who's fronting and didn't send me no Bavette's. I've been asking for it for a few months now.
Is he, your friend is in Chicago?
My friend, yeah. Him and my homegirl Pia is in Chicago. And I think the first time I went to Bavette's was with Pia. And the salmon and mashed potatoes, my God. Every God, not even just mine. It's amazing. I was like, dang.
You want them to send you salmon and mashed potatoes?
Yes. It got to be possible. It's 2018. There's got to be a way.
That's fair.
That's got to be a way. I mean, a flight there is only an hour. I'm down with somebody putting, all right, listeners, all over the world.
Okay.
If you want to do something beautiful for Sarita Gates, send me some well-done salmon and mashed potatoes from Bavette's in Chicago.
Okay.
I would appreciate
it. I don't think you were the first guest to address the listeners.
Yeah,
and ask them to send you food.
What up, listeners? What's up? How about me?
Is there anywhere locally that you like really like?
You know, I do all the restaurants rappers rap about.
Where are they rapping about now?
Peter Lugas.
Yeah.
Tao, Mr. Chow's, Philippe's.
Mr. Chow's is still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to Mr. Chow's.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
You don't seem as excited as...
As Bavette's? Because Bavette's is a whole nother story. Nah, but Mr. Chow's is good. I'm trying to think. Del Frisco's is great. Classic. Mm-hmm. Where did we... Like, it was my best friend's birthday. We went somewhere that was really good. I felt like it was Del something. I don't even remember it. Mm. They had great champagne.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, regular, degular restaurants.
I feel like I could read a Sarita's Guide to Hip Hop Food in New York City.
Yeah, it'll probably sound like this. It'll probably be a mashup of like fine dining and like. I think Miss Info has a show called Food Grills.
Mm.
Shout out to Miss Info one time. And it will be a mashup of those two things. It'll be like, yes, let's go to Del Frisco's and get the lobster macaroni and cheese. And where's the best place in New York City to get a turkey, egg, and cheese on a roll?
Turkey, egg, and cheese?
Yes. I don't eat beef or pork.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are we talking like sliced turkey?
Yeah. Okay. Like boar's head. Like honey turkey.
I didn't know if you meant like turkey bacon or...
Oh, nah. Just turkey, like, you know, sliced turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I know the location's in Queens that has the best turkey, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Are you going to share or are you keeping it?
I mean, for your listeners, we could share it. I think, where is it at? It's on Baisley Boulevard and it's between Baisley and Merrick. Baisley Boulevard between Merrick and Bedell. I think the awning is like a blue. I need to get credit for this. Like, wow.
You need to get credit for it?
Yeah. I'm like, if people start going to the corner store, it's a corner store. It's literally on the corner. I don't know the corner, but it's on Baisley Boulevard between Merrick and Bedell. Their turkey, egg, and cheese hits. Yeah, it's a game changer.
Can you talk about one of the worst dining experiences you've ever had?
The worst dining experience. I might be fortunate to say I don't know if I've had any bad dining experiences. Yeah. Wow.
Do you have like a pet peeve when you go out to eat? Like something that happens a lot that you don't like?
Not necessarily. I appreciate the wait staff if they are very attentive.
Mm.
Like, I'm really, yeah. And I think I'm a great tipper. So I try to be mindful of that. So, if the wait staff is, like, super attentive, like, oh, my glass is half full, they come back. Oh, what would you all like? Any food, allergies, like, that whole thing? Mm-hmm. I'm very appreciative of that. Like, okay. Here are the specials. Is there anything you don't eat? Like, because I think, I mean, I'm kind of like this in life, but... I'm like down to try any type of food mm-hmm. for real. So I just went to Portland. Shout out to Deuce. I'm doing all the shout outs on the show. But I was just in Portland and
Portland, Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Okay.
And I wish I remembered the name of the spot, but they had like Japanese eggplant. I was like, damn, it was amazing. It was really amazing. I was so impressed. So lately I haven't had a negative dining experience, but often I'm like, oh, I'm down to try it. Like, let's see what's up. Mm-hmm. See how it goes.
Okay.
So I've been doing more of that lately than not. So, yeah, I'm grateful.
So I ask every guest this, and this is my last question
let's
for you.
Let's get it. Oh, my gosh. The last question. Listeners, are you ready?
If you could have your last meal in a restaurant, where would it be and who's invited?
Where would it be and who's invited? Living or dead? Living, right?
No, it can be living or dead. You celebrity, like anybody in the world.
Interesting. Yeah, let me curate the list because this is going to be great for 2019 because it's going to happen. Where it would be like we're going to be getting a building for the Gates Preserve. So I would like to curate a really nice experience there. And it would be myself, Hove, World Wide West, Issa Rae, some of my friends, who else? It would be, wow, this is a great question. So I have myself, Issa Rae, World Wide West, Hove. Who else? There are probably so many other people.
Any other like family you'd want for your last meal on Earth?
Oh, this is the last. How am I? Sorry, Ma. You didn't make the cut.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
No, okay. My mom's, my whole family.
Okay.
Like, yeah, my whole family.
Yeah, this is your last meal on Earth.
On Earth,
got it. When you're done with this meal, you die.
Oh, death. Okay, cool. Throw me in the wall. Dag, it got to be some crazy.
It doesn't have to be. It could be real simple. It could be whatever you'd want to go out to.
It
got to
be like over the top.
Okay.
If it's my last meal, sheesh, mm-hmm. with people that hopefully I would have sustainable relationships with, potent relationships with. Yeah, so it'll be all my family, gang, 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 gang. It'll be all my friends. Hey, what up, y'all? Like Oprah, we gotta invite Oprah, my Oprah. Aunt Mary, my Aunt Kim. Who else? Puff got a Diddy Bop in the building. Who else? Dang. Now this is like
Are you
the
still
pressure.
Keeping Jay-Z?
World Wide West and Issa Rae? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're a good time.
They'll come too.
Yeah, yeah. They could definitely pull up. Who else? My man, Mav Carter. Maverick Carter is really amazing. Shout out to him. Who else? Daggone.
Well, what are you?
Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder, yes.
That's my dad. Hey, Stevie. Wow. Now I'm going to be thinking about this all day. Why'd you do this?
What? That's the question I ask everybody.
This is your fault. Listeners, have y'all heard this question before?
They hear it every episode.
Y'all hear it every episode? Are y'all listening? You're tuned in? Are you downloading on iTunes or Spotify? Are y'all in the loop? Okay.
What's on the table? What are you eating at this last meal?
Definitely macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Salmon. I want some like mashed potatoes that will melt in my mouth. A variety of broccoli.
Okay. Like cooked different ways or different types?
Let's throw all of it on the table.
Okay,
let's
why
see
not?
What's up. I want like a great chicken parm.
Okay, yeah.
The Japanese eggplant that I told you I just had, that was exquisite. I'm down for a variety of champagne as well. So that's in the building. What else? Now I'm focused. Now I'm like, I gotta go home. I gotta go home and really curate this imaginary meal. Well, not imaginary because we all die, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you get to. You know,
hopefully, I got some years ahead of me, right?
And champagne is the only thing that people are drinking. What else?
water. I have friends that don't drink. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some nice Pellegrino in the building. Yeah, maybe some like mixed juices. I think that could be cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I got to sit with some chefs. Now I got to go holler at the OG Yo Stay Hungry chefs who are doing amazing things in the world. Shout out to all of them. And really curate this meal that I'm going to have.
That's a big question, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to bring in a bartender. Like, who's the best? I need some exquisite wine.
Yeah.
LeBron James, send over your favorite cases, you know? I'm like, dang, what else? I need beverages.
Where is the building, though? Like, you didn't say where in the world it would...
I don't
you'd
know
wanna
yet.
Have
Hopefully
this
it's
event.
In New York.
But you would want your last meal to be in New York.
Damn, now I'm like, maybe Chicago. I said it was gonna be my building, but now because it's the last time, now it has to be like in Chicago. Oh my gosh, the pressure. Should have read the questions. Was this one of the questions?
It was. I didn't want to call you out, but yes, it was one of the questions I sent you.
Because I tried not to read the questions because I like going off the cuff, but wow, this is so intense. I'm gonna have to. Can I come on again so I can get back to that?
Just to do this answer.
Just to do this answer. I'm
yes,
so...
you are welcome back anytime.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate it. You hear that, listeners? What's up? We're out here.
You have addressed the listeners so much.
Because the listeners need love, too. You
they
know?
Do.
Because y'all donating your time. You got memberships to this amazing radio station. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you tuning in. I would have an excellent, like, gratitude section at my last dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were my first guest to say that.
Gratitude matters. One of my best friends, Ashley. Shout out to that. Ashley, today's her birthday. Hey.
Burr, 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 burr. Do we have that song?
Burr, burr, burr.
Come on, Matt.
I normally do, but
Matt,
I unplugged the thing.
Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. But today's her birthday, and she has an amazing company called Gratuity Included. And one of our values at Yo Stay Hungry is gratitude. So, yeah, it will be like a beautifully XXXX whatever the thing is in regards to gratitude. So that has to happen. Aww. Yeah.
That's a nice touch. I like that.
Thanks so much.
So where can listeners find out more about you? Where can they follow you?
Absolutely. You can follow me, Syreeta Gates, Syreeta Gates, Gates, like Bill. Yo Stay Hungry. About to have a new site. It's going to look amazing. 2019. Oh, listeners. Ladies, gentlemen, non-conform, like... All my people, what's up? You want to subscribe to YoStayHungry.com. We got some super, super, super dope things popping in 2019 and beyond. We want you to get involved. Let us help you, help us, help you, help everybody. Everybody eats, you dig. Yeah, Yo Stay Hungry on everything. Hit the Googles, Yo Stay Hungry. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all could have been anywhere in the world. You're rocking with us. We appreciate it.
I was just about to ask you for one more lyric and
boom,
you did
boom,
it.
Boom,
okay,
boom.
One more food lyric.
Now I got to think about it. Now you put me on the spot. One more food lyric. I'm trying to get a real hearty one. Is there a particular artist?
No.
Back against the wall, but guess who ain't going crack? Part of me, I had to laugh at that. Wow, this is taking longer than expected. Gotta do better.
Let's say Jay-Z, because we've mentioned him a couple times.
Jay, food lyric. Normally I'm ready. I'm like, damn, am I blanking out?
Actually, no, Queens. A Queens rapper.
Ooh!
We have Queens here.
Wow. I'm making my hometown look crazy right now.
What is going on? You've been dropping.
I know. Because it's easy.
The entire
because
time.
I just talk like that. Now the press is on. Now it's like, give me 5 Nicki Tribe Called Quest food lyrics. And now
all right,
I'm
let's
like,
say Tribe.
Tribe is so excellent. I'm like, do I have to do the Googles?
Oh, no, we can't do that.
I don't want to be whack. I don't want to be whack. This is so much pressure. No.
All right, when you come back.
When I come back.
When you come back, last
I'll
meal
give you
and a Tribe Called Quest food lyric.
Yes, but shout out to all my people in Queens, though. Queens, get the money, yurt. Yes, come on, Matt. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right. Well, that's the best way to end the last show. 2018. That's it. All right.
Yes.
And thank you so much, Matt, for engineering.
Thank you, Matt.
Most of the shows this season.
Shout out to Matt one time.
Yes.
When he's ready.
Stay ready, Matt.
And Sarita, thank you so much for being on The Hungry Society.
Thank you. Shout out to The Hungry Society, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
And thank
you. Now Matt's going to go crazy.
And thank you for listening. We'll catch you in 2019.
Peace, listeners. Y'all be cool. Like how y'all be cool. You dig?
's for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.